In today's podcast, we continue our conversation about patience and God's promises. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So I got a question for you. How long have you ever just waited for something? Something that you believe to be true, something that you were promised would happen, maybe weeks, months. Some of us, I know we've waited for years. In regards to some trivial stuff, I remember waiting recently for a while to finally see the Black Widow movie, as it had been hyped up and, you know, I was anticipating it for a little bit, you know, and it just kept getting delayed. I waited for years in my previous job to be able to be a full-time pastor. And though the Lord called me out of that after I'd only been in it for 2 years, it was a joyous fulfillment of something I had been waiting and hoping for. Now, Proverbs 13:12 says this, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." And I remember the life that poured into me when that reality of becoming a full-time pastor I was waiting for finally came to be. But for some other things, I still wait. The salvation for several loved ones, for instance. I can tell you that my grandma and my mama, they prayed for my salvation for decades before that actually became a reality. Sometimes we just have a journey of long waiting before the vision or the promise is going to be fulfilled. Joseph, you know, the one with the technicolor dream coat? Yeah, he was given visions of grandeur at a young age, but shortly after that was sent into the refiner's fire, if you will, as he was being humbled and sharpened. Today in 2 Samuel, we read of the final, the third anointing of 30-year-old David as the king of all of Israel. But this was no overnight success story. All the way back at least to when David was no older than 17, about, he was selected by God through Samuel to be the next king of Israel. In that moment, back then, God said that David had the heart for the job. So first and foremost, that the heart is the defining characteristic for those that are set apart by God. It is a heart that yearns for him. And David had such a heart. 1 Samuel 13, verse 14 reads this. "The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be prince over his people." You guys, David had the first piece. But why not go ahead and give him the throne right then? Even if you knew, you know, Saul was unfit, especially if you knew that and you knew that Saul wasn't going to obey, why not go ahead and give it to David in that moment? And it's because it's not just about the heart. Not only does God prepare the space and the place that he is sending us, but he also prepares us to be ready for that to which he is going to send us. David needed his own refining fire, the fire of submission to bad authority, the fire of humility and patience. David was told, while still immature, that the kingdom would be his, but the real test of that truth of his development of character needed for the role. Like, I've heard it said that your giftedness can get you to places, right? But your character keeps you there. After his initial anointing that was basically directly by God, then there was this anointing that was done by the people of Judah, giving him rule over them in chapter 2 of 2 Samuel. And then in today's reading, we see it's extended to all of Israel. It said in verse 3, and this is in 2 Samuel, I believe chapter 5. "So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. Now, while we know from watching the rest of David's story untold that he's far from perfect, but he knew who his God was. Even in the midst of his rebellion, David ultimately returned to the Lord and proved out God's call on his life and gave us an example of what it looks like when even the anointed ones fall. Can they get back up? By the grace of God and only by his grace they can. But returning back to the point at hand, David waited. He held back his vengeance on the broken king who pursued him to kill him and stayed submitted to God's plan, God's timing, and waited for God to fulfill all that he had promised. Story after story in the Bible and even in our lives today bears this truth out. The truth is that we need weeks, months, and sometimes years of waiting so that we are actually ready when the hope is fulfilled. It makes it all the more sweet when we eat the fruit of years of patience. So let's be determined to be like David and wait for God to prepare us for the promise as we wait for its fulfillment. Would you pray with me right now that he would empower us to wait? Father God, I know we are so desperately impatient. We want everything right now, especially in this generation of the microwave culture. Lord God, help us to recognize that there's work that happens in the process that you are doing in us, Lord God. Help us to see that. Help us to wait for anointing after anointing. Help us to patiently wait our turn for whatever it is that you've called us to. Lord God, help us to recognize in trust that what you have for us is for us and that no rushing on our part needs to happen in order to get us there. Help us to recognize that if we don't have it yet, it's because you have not given it yet. And that part of that reason may be, like in David's journey, that we have some refining that needs to be done. Like in Joseph's journey, that we have some character that needs to be built. Lord God, help us to wait. We know this is the dangerous prayer, praying for patience, because we know in your response, you will have us to wait. But we want to wait because we know good things come to those who wait. We thank you that you are always worth it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope it's blessed you today. I hope that you find that as you are waiting on the Lord, that he is doing exactly as he's promised, not only fulfilling ultimately the thing that you wait for, but strengthening you, refining you, giving you more and more of that character as you lean into him as you wait. I want to encourage you, go ahead and go to 5bythefire.org. If you've been listening to the podcast, leave a comment there. Thank you so much for you guys that are subscribed. If you're watching, go ahead and subscribe, whether on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, follow it there. Leave a comment there. Let me know how it's blessing your life. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys who are doing that. You encourage me. You're helping to sustain me through this, knowing that this is actually blessing folks. And I hope that it's blessed you today, and be blessed and be a blessing. And I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.